Cooking with Chairman Wang's brought back memories of being in the kitchen of my grandmother's farm in Taiwan, where I spent my early childhood. She passed on 3 years ago, and I've come to a Buddhist temple to pay my respects to her.
Well, my grandparents looked after me from a very young age, from about two. Both my parents were really busy working, trying to make a living. My memories of food actually all come from those very early years of living on that farm. We didn't have very much, but every day was so much fun.
The island of Taiwan is off the south coast of China and is disputed territory. My parents left for work when I was five, and we travelled first to South Africa, then England, where we settled when I was 11.
When I was growing up, I didn't want to be Chinese. I wanted to be English. I wanted to be everything that was not Chinese. And my father forced me to go to Chinese school every Sunday, and I had to cook Chinese food for my dad. And I actually resented that, and I hated cooking. And but only as the years have gone by, that actually, that's the only Chinese part of me that remained, was the cooking bit and the food. Through it, I now appreciate Chinese culture, and I'm finding myself through food. I'm beginning to understand more of where I'm from and who I am. This journey is so important because it gives me a chance to really delve deeper into Chinese cooking and just to learn more.